Hello, podcast world. Welcome to The Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit. Today, I'm going to finish up the highlights of Dr. Cindy Trim's book, the book that's 40 Days to Discovering the Real You. In segment three, we talked about the 24 questions referenced in her book. And here are the next set of questions. All right, beginning with number 12. What do I really want to achieve in this lifetime? Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and that's something you definitely want to think about. What do you want to achieve in this lifetime? Because remember, we only get one shot at it. We only get one shot at this life. What brings me my greatest joy? That's number 13. What brings me my greatest joy? I can tell you right now what brings me my greatest joy. First of all, having a relationship with the Almighty God, and then my granddaughter. Oh, my goodness. She brings me so much joy. And what am I really passionate about? That's number 14. What am I really passionate about? I'm a passionate about many things I am. What frustrates me most or makes me sad? What frustrates me most or makes me sad? You know, relationships can be challenging for me. That may not be your story, but, you know, sometimes, you know, they can frustrate me and they've made me sad. Number 16, if I could do something other than what I am doing now, what would it be? I mean, ask yourself that question. I mean, if you could be doing something other than what you're doing right now, what would it be? Okay, I'd be on a yacht on a beach in Florida. If I could live somewhere else, where would that be? You know, if you could live somewhere else, where would that be? Number 18, do these things that I do and am I involved with make me feel good and happy? So in other words, the things that I'm doing right now, the things that I'm involved in with, do they make me feel good and do they make me happy? Okay. Number 19, are my relationships mutually beneficial and symbiotic? I've got to look that word up. Symbiotic. S-Y-M-B-I-O-T-I-C. Number 20. Is there room for improvement in my relationships? Okay. Number 21. What have I accomplished so far with my life? Is it enough? 22. If I could do one thing different, what would it be? 23, after my death, will future generations know that I lived? And 24, how do I want people to remember me? So these are all good questions. And I would say just take the time to reflect on each one. You know, think about how you would answer them. And this concludes our segment for today. Have a good afternoon and enjoy your evening. Here's to Podcast World from the Essence of Body, Mind, and Spirit.